This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken told Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky during a trip to Kyiv on Tuesday part of a major U.S. aid package had arrived and more was on its way. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
Blinken's visit comes days after Russia launched a ground incursion into the north of Kharkiv, opening a new front and stretching Ukraine's soldiers. During a speech, Blinken took aim at Russian President Vladimir Putin and said the U.S. intends to seize Russian assets.
What Putin destroyed, Russia should and must pay to rebuild. Our Congress has given us the power to seize Russian assets in the United States. We intend to use it.
Russia now controls about 18% of Ukraine and has been gaining ground since the failure of last year's counteroffensive to make serious inroads against Russian troops.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Tuesday picked up a red guitar at a basement bar in Kyiv with a message for Ukraine that the U.S. and much of the world was fighting not just for Ukraine, but for the free world. Blinken, while in Kyiv, has pledged unwavering U.S. support as Russia has intensified attacks in Ukraine, joined band 1999 on a stage in the capital city. They played Neil Young's Rocking in the Free World, a rock anthem released in 1989, just before the fall of the Berlin Wall. The U.S. State Department has moved $1 billion worth of weapons for Israel into the congressional review process, two U.S. officials said on Tuesday. The latest weapons package includes tank rounds, mortars, and armored tactical vehicles, one of the officials told Reuters. President Joe Biden's last week he delayed a shipment to Israel.